You're listening to SBS News.
Addressing Parliament for the first time, Fraser Anning hasn't held back, with migrants and Muslims firmly in his sights. The Queensland crossbench senator has called for a migration program that favours so-called European Christian values and for Muslims to no longer be allowed to migrate to Australia. The Katter's Australia Party MP says there are numerous reasons why he thinks Muslims and Australia don't mix.
The record of Muslims who have already come to this country in terms of rates of crime, welfare dependency and terrorism are the worst of any migrant and vastly exceed any other immigrant group. The majority of Muslims in Australia of working age do not work and live on welfare. Muslims in New South Wales and in Victoria are three times more likely than other groups to be convicted of crimes. We have black African Muslim gangs terrorising Melbourne. We have ISIS sympathising Muslims trying to go overseas to fight for ISIS. And while all Muslims are not terrorists, certainly all terrorists these days are Muslims. So why would anyone want to bring more of them here?
Senator Anning has gone on to add that he believes that many of those who claim to be asylum seekers are actually welfare seekers, looking to take advantage of the system. His answer is to stop immigrants from receiving any welfare for 5 years after their arrival on Australian soil. And he wants a public vote, what he refers to as the final solution, to determine who can be an Australian immigrant and who can't.
The final solution to the immigration problem, of course, is a popular vote. Of course, we don't need a plebiscite to cut immigration numbers. We just need a government that is willing to institute sustainable population policy and end Australian job-stealing 457 visas and make student visas conditional on foreign students returning to the country they came from. What we do need a plebiscite for is to decide who comes here.
The speech has sparked widespread criticism. Vice President of the Islamic Council of Victoria, Adel Salman, says it deserves nothing but condemnation. He warns that both the public and politicians could be inspired by the Queenslander's words.
They give space to even more extreme elements to express their views confidently and feeling that they're having impunity to actually be able to say these things. I would like to think that we would never be in the situation where we would actually be returning to the bad old days of immigration policy. There are many elements within the extreme political parties who probably have very similar views, that they want to return to a white Australia policy. They want to remove the differences and the diversity that make Australia such a great place to live.
And, like others, he was particularly disgusted at the reference to the term final solution, which has historically been linked to Nazi plans to kill millions of Jews and others in World War II.
Surely he knows that has a very, very sinister connotation to it, and for him to actually use that in a speech, in any form, actually, for that matter, is quite hard to understand, and I'm assuming he meant to use those terms, and that's incredibly irresponsible. And to be honest, I would classify his maiden speech as more like a hate speech.
In a statement to SBS News, Race Discrimination Commissioner Tim Soutphommasane called the speech deeply disturbing. The use of such language risks inciting the most serious kind of hatred and violence against Muslims, he said. Anyone who knows a thing about history will have felt a shiver up their spine upon learning of Fraser Anning's words. Speaking in Parliament after Senator Anning's speech, Labor MP Tony Burke was equally scathing, accusing the parliamentarian of hating modern Australia.
Another speech belittling Australians, another speech dividing the nation, another speech wanting to incite debate, and those who have thought that maybe the best thing is to not give them what they want, I say if we continue to hold back, they've got exactly what they want. Muslim Australians, African Australians, Chinese Australians, when you invoke the final solution, Jewish Australians, in the same way as in years gone by, Greek Australians and Italian Australians have been the subjects of prejudice, the bigotry of today is no different to the bigotry of yesterday.
Senator Anning has rejected all criticism, calling it baseless and ridiculous, and an attempt to shut down debate over immigration. In a statement, Greens leader Richard Di Natale urged the senator to apologise for remarks he said were vile, racist, bigoted, and has no place in our society, let alone our parliament. Meanwhile, the federal government has moved to distance itself from the comments. On Twitter, Minister for Multicultural Affairs Alan Tudge has said they do not reflect the views of the government, nor the views of fair-minded Australians, and reassured the public it will always maintain a non-discriminatory immigration program. Ardell Salmon says Senator Anning's vision for Australia isn't one he wants to be a part of.
To be honest, I'm just amazed that someone would give such a speech in his maiden speech. I mean, maiden speeches are meant to be uplifting, setting out your vision for Australia, talking about all of the important things that you want to see the Parliament do and enact. And instead, he uses that platform to say the most obnoxious, hateful and outright false things. It's just hard to understand why you would use a platform that you've been given and privileged to be given in that way.
Andrina Hoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.